Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
So it's Spotify Friday, as we mentioned at the top of the show. Who've we got in the house tonight? Boys, please say hello.
Hello.
Wow, wow,
it's
wow.
A loud, loud night. People might want to know who you are then.
Right.
So should we start at the beginning?
Beginning.
What's your name?
My name is Rich.
Right, and your name is?
My name is Dean.
And this is?
And I'm Hanafi.
And you guys are?
We are Estranged.
So it seems like we have two Riches in the house, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. A little bit different though, right, Rich?
Yeah.
But it's still a cool name.
Yeah. Very, very, right. Very cool.
Right, so let's start. What I've noticed recently is you've got a new single out, a fairly new single.
Yes.
It has an amazing amount of views right now on YouTube. That you must be riding that wave quite nicely. How's it going?
Of course, because we were expecting a lot lesser than what is
It's 8.3 million
yeah, we
views.
Yeah, we're expecting lesser than that, way less.
Right.
We're probably like targeting 1 million, and that would be pretty good as well.
Right.
So getting 8 million is just a bomb for us.
Yeah. Any kind of sense of oh crap, what do we do next? You know?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah,
of course. Because I think it'll be like something like, you know, you people would expect you to beat that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
People would expect you to do another 16, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we want, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we all want.
Rich, say it with
we
conviction,
want
my friend.
100 million if we can.
Of course.
You know, we have to be realistic here.
When it hits that magic spot, though, you start making money off your videos. And that's technically what we want, right? Let's not pretend we don't know what we're talking about. You know. So, I mean, it's not like an overnight success. You guys have been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked hard to get to where you are.
Yes.
So when we come back after the break, let's talk a little bit about that journey, because I know it's not been easy.
Sure.
And I know you've worked hard to get to where you are. Mm-hmm. But very quickly, before we do go into the break, how did the hookup with Fazura happen? How did that happen?
Din.
Oh, Din.
My mom is the one that proposed the idea, because we were looking for an artist to do a collaboration,
mm-hmm.
a female artist, of course. But the thing is, we thought of doing something different where people don't expect that we were gonna do it with an actress. So we discussed about it, and Rich and Hanafi was like being very positive about it. They were like, "Yeah, why not? Why not? Let's do it."
You know? Mm-hmm.
Go on, Rich. You were saying.
No.
He's got something up his sleeve this week.
Oh. I'm saving it up.
That's what I thought. He's got that look about him. I know something's coming a little bit later on. Anyway, folks, as we mentioned at the top of the show, it's Spotify Friday. Of course, we're giving away Spotify swag. What's in the bag, Adeline?
Now, we have a tote bag, a 3-month premium pass, as well as a pair of sunglasses. Now, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, which band members from Panic at the Disco are from the original lineup since 2000? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Right, we'll be back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
These boys are...
Estranged.
Yeah, they are estranged. Strange bunch as well. Lovely guys. They're going to be with us all the way in through until 9 p.m. this evening. Now, a quick giveaway reminder.
01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well. Now, the question is, which band members from Panic at the Disco are from the original lineup since 2004? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Right, so just before the break, we were saying, you know, let's talk about the beginning of the journey, but I'm looking at the bands you've played with. All American Rejects, Hoobastank, Ray Gunn, Boys Like Girls, Pixie Lott, Kasabian, all of these kind of, you know, big names,
big
right?
Names. Yeah.
So you started off, what, 2001-ish around that time?
We were like five.
Five.
Five, you can't enter into 12SI back then, you know?
They let you play at 5 years old?
Yeah, we were that good.
That talented. Good man, good man. So tell us about, you know, you're starting playing guitar at 5 years old and singing at 5 years old. I can't imagine what your voice was like at five. Because you've got quite the growl going off and at 5 years old. But I mean, is this something that you've kind of planned to do? It's a silly question, but have you planned to be, did you want to be famous or was it about making music?
Making music.
Right.
Of course.
They all say that, right?
They all say that.
Of course.
We're
going to
say that as well.
Of course. You're going to say it anyway, but genuinely. I mean,
yeah, we pretty much changed after that. It's all for the money.
Right. It's all for the money.
But really, it was just because we met at the music college.
Yeah.
And then pretty much, yeah, because we were like in a music college, why not, right? Mm-hmm. Start a band. And then we want to just rock out Korn and Limp Bizkit stuff at that time.
Yeah, back days, we were like playing all those heavy music, just want to jam it out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then until...
Until when?
Until when?
Until we wanted to do it for the money.
You were six?
So six. Yeah, we're like pretty much like playing like underground gigs and stuff like that. No pay. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. Because we were studying anyway. So it was just, you know, we felt like rock stars playing in front of like 10 people.
Right, right.
What about you, Hanafi?
Oh, he's a quiet one.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
He's the groupie.
Yeah. Well, basically, I got to know them. At the college, they were my juniors, and
yes,
and I followed them
around
to all their shows,
mm-hmm.
Hoping because back then I was not the guitarist,
right?
For them,
he had a band,
I had another band, and then but we were close. And then one of the guitarists had to go study abroad, and then they asked me to join, so yay.
Now this is an interesting dynamic, because when somebody new comes into the band, even though you've probably been there for 10 years, you're still the new guy in the band.
Yeah.
Right? Is it still like that?
Is it still like that?
See,
are you questioning
yourself? It didn't answer straight away, meaning yes, it probably is.
I mean, I decided that he was to join the band because he was close to us. He was a friend. So, you know, when he joined, it felt like he belonged.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So the music that you were playing, Hanafi, compared to what they were playing back then, was it kind of similar kind of stuff?
No, not really.
No?
It was more experimental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing like, you know, rocking out with Korn and Limp Bizkit and that kind of stuff. And you were playing like experimental stuff.
Yeah.
He was into like grunge. Like Kurt Cobain.
Well, there's grunge also, and then like there was some other stuff. With Estrange, the music is more simple.
Mm. Mm.
And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a good thing because like I feel it also.
Right.
So it's fine.
I mean, there's this discussion about, you know, you've all been to music school. So you all know technically where you are, and you know what to do in one thing or another. But you kind of strip away all that stuff that you've learned to make something really simple.
Simple and
yeah.
And you know, but it helps to get a message across, right?
Yeah, because the thing is, we tend to realize that in order to like to reach out to a lot of people, it's not about the technicality of the music mm-hmm. anymore. It's more about how to get a lot of people involved,
right?
To feel our music,
yeah.
So it's like teaching babies. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's like A, B, C, D, and just like keep it simple.
Because I mean, I've interviewed bands before, and you know, you'll be sat at one of their rehearsals, and somebody will say, "Okay, we'll go from 4/4 into 3/4 here, and we'll add a stop start here, and can you just put a quick fill in there?" And you think to yourself, "It's technically brilliant, but I don't want to hear that on radio."
Yes.
I mean, and has that been a decision that you've made in your careers? Is to make music that people can listen to on radio?
Yep.
Yeah.
It took us quite number of years to realize that,
right.
Because back then we thought we should play something that is technical and show that we can really play our instrument
right,
and stuff.
Right.
But then we realized days after days, the numbers of audience that came to our show is like from 10 to 2.
Right.
Just two guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of them was Hanafi.
Yeah. One of them was Hanafi.
No, but you're right. I mean, I think this whole discussion, I mean, I've spoken about it many times before. You speak to musicians who really, really love their music, and they are technically brilliant. And this whole thing about, we're selling out and we're doing... No, you're not selling out. Being a musician is about spreading your music to more people as you can.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so we've established that.
Right.
I feel good about that. Right then. So how did it really kind of kick off? Because you went from playing in a small time band to it being something quite big. When did that happen?
Probably about 6-7 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's when we came out with our first Malay single,
right?
Which is called Itu Kamu, and that made it. Everyone knew about us by, you know, putting out something like Itu Kamu.
That is our first Malay song, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Our first Malay song.
Yeah.
And the most simple one, just four chords all the way.
And I remembered because I started off writing that song by my own at first, and then when I showed it to the guys, Hanafi, and then they were like completely shocked. Mm. They were like, "What is this?
Why would they have the reaction?
Because we were playing differently from something like this.
From technical to simple stage.
Yep.
And to add to that, actually, like before that, he joined a reality TV show. So we thought that, you know, they've changed him.
Wait, what kind of reality TV show are we talking about?
Are we allowed to say it?
Of course you are.
Yeah. Oh, it's Academy Fantasia.
Right. Yeah.
That was back in 2006.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
So did it change you since then?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, you know, it was my decision to go into something like that, more mainstream stuff. Mm-hmm. And for me to go into that, I should be prepared that I know, you know, things are going to be different from what I've learned
all
these years. You know, things are going to be more mainstream, more popular.
Mm. So when you came out...
Hey, wait. Popular. The Beatles were pop, okay? So we're okay with that. We're okay with that.
So, I mean, how did you get Din and Hanafi, you know, get to agree
it
with
was,
you
was
in terms of
It was
kind of
like hard, I think. It was hard for them to not understand that because they were quite passionate.
I'm sorry,
about
man. I love you, man.
They were quite passionate about what we were doing back then, you know, just to show everyone that Estranged got this, you know, we have to represent our music and stay that way. And we were around people,
like that, right?
We were gigging around people, bands that were playing, you know, their own stuff as well.
Mm.
So for us to go slightly towards that, you know, to change was. I think hard.
I mean, how long does it take for you guys to actually gel into it?
Well, I was forced to record the song in the studio.
Forced.
Yeah, but because the thing is, even when the song is complete, everyone kind of like the song very much. And then the one that makes me personally, I don't know about Hanafi, to finally realize that what Rich is trying to do. Is when I started to listen our song in the shopping mall, in the big supermarkets and stuff. And then that's when I was like, wow, actually, I kind of like agree with Rich right now.
Oh. And Rich is like, yeah, see, I told you.
told you so.
You just needed to listen to me. Yeah. Riches are always right. All right, we're going to take a very short break. Folks, quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
Now, tell us which band members from Panic at the Disco are from the original lineup since 2004. Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well. And if you guys have any questions for Estranged, Richard and myself, you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
More chat with the boys after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
In the studio with us are the boys from Estranged. Say hello.
Hello.
Whoa.
They're going to be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. as per usual. Quick reminder, 016-201-9000. Spotify goodies up for grabs. What's in the bag? Madeline Chung.
I ran out of breath. Well, we are giving away a Spotify goodie bag. We have a tote bag, a 3-month premium pass, as well as a pair of sunglasses. Now, if you want to win these goodie bags, all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, which band members from Panic at the Disco are from the original lineup since 2004? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well. So if you have any questions for us as well, you can actually tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
And breathe, Adeline. All right, so we're going to move on now to news from page two, fellas. It sounds a little bit like this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Right.
Get too loud, isn't
it? Is it too loud? All right, so let's have a story. This is a story I read about a woman.
Wonder Woman.
She could be a Wonder Woman, but her name is Miss Cridlin, so I doubt she's a Wonder Woman. Right, so this story is about this woman who lives in London, and she's having a bit of a complaint at the minute. She lives in this, it's an old Victorian house, right, in London. So it's one of those kind of, she lives on one side, they have a restaurant on the other side, and she's complaining that the restaurant next door is cooking too much spicy food. And so she's having trouble breathing.
Wait, isn't it normal?
Right? Because it's normal, all right? The fumes from the restaurant are coming into her house and she can't have her windows open. And she's like, too much chili in my food. You know, so she's now, she's filing it at court, actually. She's trying to sue the landlords because she's living in this house and the people that own the restaurant also own the place that she's living in. Now, this sounds like you're shooting yourself in the foot a little bit. If you're trying to get your rent down a little bit, you don't say to the people that own your house, your food stinks.
Yeah, deal with it.
You don't do that, do you, right?
No.
I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'd be quite happy to be living in a house where the smell of food is there 24/7.
You wake up, yeah, every day you wake up, you smell food.
Exactly, I think that'd be
and
wonderful.
And maybe you could probably can knock on the door and like, excuse me.
Right. You know? But, I mean, she's been saying that for almost 40 years.
Wow.
And now she's complaining?
Exactly.
40 years?
That's my problem.
Right?
You know,
after 40 years? Why?
I wake up in my apartment and I have neighbors across who are cooking Chinese food. Behind me is Malay food. At the end of the corridor is Indian food.
Okay,
it's
I'm not
wonderful.
Sure about I'm not sure about a combination.
What? All together? It sounds like nasi campur, right? Does it not? Does it not?
Sure.
All right, right, right. What have you got? What have you got?
Well, my story is in up in the UK.
Again?
Yeah. It's in Bedford.
Oh, that's where you're from, technically.
No, 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 no.
Studied.
Newton, Bedfordshire. So anyway, so this this old man, he's 103 years old, okay? So he started off his business back then as an ice cream seller.
Wow.
Okay, ice cream seller. That's what he wanted to do all this while.
And they have the vans that drive around, right?
Yeah, the thing is, yeah. And then he retired. Now, as a gift from his family, okay, because he's 103 years old.
He's what?
He's 103.
Wow.
So the family bought him the exact ice cream truck he used back then before.
They had ice cream trucks back in...
Yeah, apparently so. Okay. So he bought they bought the same one back in the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken. So 1960s, same truck, and for a birthday gift for him.
Oh, that's
wow,
nice.
That's sweet.
Right?
That's very sweet.
But 103 years old. So they said that, you know, I doubt he'll work every day in the truck because he's 103 years old. So he probably do part-time. It's his truck.
Just do part-time. 103 years old. Let me tell you what I'd be doing. Nothing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you earn the right to chill, right?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. So, fellas, living in a smelly apartment is not a problem, right?
It is.
Oh, it is. No, no,
an apartment that smells of food.
No, problem. Okay.
No, you know what? My story is better because you get to eat ice cream every day.
Hey, there's not. It's not a competition,
no,
you know.
I'm just saying. Would you be an ice cream seller?
No.
Why
no.
not?
Because it's one of those. It's a thankless job.
Okay, remember the number of times we've interviewed our guests, and they say that you know they would like to own an ice cream truck.
Right. Didn't Barack Obama say he wanted to own an ice cream truck as well?
I want to own an ice cream truck as well.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah, but why?
Gelato.
I think Din would.
Din ice cream truck.
I would love it.
Yeah.
And then you play your music. Why not? Right.
No, he would eat them.
That's for the ice cream though.
All right, we're going to move on to Smarty Pants right now. Fellas, you know the idea behind this, right?
I think so.
All right, so 30 questions. You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you can.
Yikes.
Cool. Right, and we've always said this, like three brains are better than one. We hope. So what we'll do is we'll take the first answer, right? So don't jump straight out. If you know the answer, come straight out with it. The trick is... not to wait around on a question. All right. If you don't know it, just nice. Skip
pass.
It. All right.
All right. Okay.
So this should be a bit of fun. So this is what it sounds like.
Smarty pants.
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 You like that?
Right.
It's good, right?
It's scary.
It's scary, right? Yeah. It sounds like, you know, the sound that should come out of an ice cream truck.
Yeah, ice cream.
In a horror movie. Right, so your 3 minutes start now. Which author created James Bond? Was it Tom Clancy or Ian Fleming?
Ian Fleming.
Who was the founder of the Malaysian car brand Proton?
Tun Mahathir.
Correct. In the book, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, what type of creature is a Maugrim? Is he a wolf or a fox?
Fox.
it's wrong. Which artist has the knack of turning mundane objects like soup cans and bananas into art? Was it Andy Warhol or Jackson Pollock?
Jackson.
It's the other one, Andy Warhol.
I wanted to say that.
Right. Here we go. Clitheroe, pipeline, and backdoor. Easy. Are terms that are used in which sport? Surfing or skating?
Surfing.
Correct. Champagne is bottled in which country? France or Italy?
France.
The heptathlon is made up of how many events? Six or seven?
Seven.
What is the name of the pet dog of the fictional superhero Superman? Is it Crypto or Mutt?
Crypto.
Malaysian progressive rock band Meet Uncle Hussein were formed in which year? 1999 or 2001?
1999.
I wanted to say 2001.
Okay. First answer. Right. Which of Disney's seven dwarves wears glasses? Is it Doc or Dopey?
Doc.
Correct. Jafar, Abu, and Iago are all characters in which Disney film, The Jungle Book or Aladdin?
Aladdin.
Correct. What was known as the national razor during the French Revolution? The guillotine or the King of France?
King of France.
What is the word for Simba? What does Simba mean in Swahili? Is it lion or king?
King.
Oh man, lion!
A scalp is what type of bird? Is it a duck or a chicken? Go on.
Duck.
Correct. Bovinophobia is the irrational fear of which animal? Cattle or dogs?
Cattle.
Correct. How many points does the Star of David have? Five or six?
Five.
Well done. It has six. How many days? Are
well done.
How six, many days? See, I tricked you. How many days are there in the month of August? 30 or 31?
31.
Anthony Stark is the real name of which fictional superhero? The Hulk or Iron Man?
Iron Man.
If a skateboarder is goofy-footed, which foot is closest to the front of the board, the left or the right?
The right.
Correct. U.S. rock musician Carmine Appice is famous for playing which instrument? Drums or bass?
Bass!
It's the other one, drums! Who was the mother of John Connor, the protagonist of the movie series The Terminator? Sarah Connor or Terry?
Sarah!
Correct. In the nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill, Jack went up the hill to fetch a what?
A pail of water.
Correct. Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper are in which band? Alice Cooper or Hollywood Vampires?
Hollywood Vampires.
Correct. A cabriole is a movement in which type of dance? Tap dance or ballet?
Ballet!
Correct. How many legs does a wasp have? Six or eight?
Six.
I'll give you one final question. What was the name of the villain in the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street? Was it Freddy Krueger or Jason?
Freddy Krueger!
Teamwork, well done.
Right, boys, we're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well they did. And if you want to take part in the giveaway, 016-201-9000. That's the number to remember. Be right back. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
No, I'm Madeline Chung.
These boys are?
Strange.
See, they're still excited. That means they've not been scared off by Smarty Pants. Means that they got more than one.
Teamwork.
Well done, fellas.
Teamwork.
Well done. Right, so let's go through some of the questions they got wrong first, shall we?
Yeah, the first one. In the book The Lion, The Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, what type of creature is Mogrim? It's wolf. Which artist has the knack of turning mundane objects like soup cans and bananas into art? Is Andy Warhol. Malaysian progressive rock band Meet Uncle Hussein was formed in which year? It's 2001.
Ooh, so close.
What was known as the national razor during the French Revolution? Is the guillotine. Is it? Am I right?
The guillotine.
Guillotine. Now, what is the word for Simba in Swahili? The answer is lion.
Of course, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Estrange scored 19 points.
Well done.
Yay.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. You feel comfortable with that?
Three is better than one.
Yeah, three is better than one. Maybe what we should do is have a one-on-one later on another show.
Yeah, man.
See who would do so. Who would win? Oh, nobody's answering. That's worrying.
Nobody wants to be a smarty pants.
Right, fellas, your current single then, what's it called?
Hanchoraku, is it?
Yeah. And where can people, obviously you can find it on YouTube, and your Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Where are you going to be performing that people can come and see you play?
We're having our campus tour right now.
Okay.
At the moment, yeah.
When does that wrap up?
Well, we've been doing it ever since the turn of the year.
Yeah.
And we're still doing it. We want to do it until the end of
until
the year.
Until it finishes.
Yep.
Excellent stuff.
Yeah.
So is Fazora joining you on that tour as well? You know, is she?
Well, she haven't been joining because she's been busy with her own stuff as well. Yeah. But we'll always welcome her if she's free to do.
Should we just give her a quick call?
Right now.
Let's do that. You know.
Yeah. But the thing is,
just press the dial.
Speed dial, right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody can like check out our gig listings on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Instagram as well.
Excellent.
You can find us at A Strange Band.
Okay. Yep. You got a.
Do you want me to spell that?
No. I think I can remember, Rich. I think A Strange Band, at A Strange Band. You're on Instagram as well, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Right. It's almost time for us to wrap up, though. But it's been really nice meeting you guys, genuinely.
Thank you.
I've had a lot of fun. Do come back, though, seriously. Next year, maybe a little bit later on in this year, let's get you back.
Have a bit more fun.
Yeah? All right. So before we wrap up, we have to share some facts that we've learned for today.
Some.
How many have you got?
Two.
You've got two, of course.
No, it's okay. I'm going to have one.
You're going to have one.
I'm just going to mention one.
So I'll do my fact first then. Ha.
Why?
Louis Armstrong, did you know? Louis Armstrong played the trumpet so much that he got calluses on his lips. Ooh. And what he did is he cut them off with a razor blade.
What?
Can you imagine that, right? I complain about my fingers, but when they're on your lips, it's an entirely different story.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Did you know? No.
When astronauts spend long periods of time at zero gravity in space, now their hearts become more spherical and lose muscle mass.
They also get taller. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's it.
Were you up in space?
I've been in space before, but for an entirely different reason. It's a family-friendly show. I'll leave it at that. Gents, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, you have been listening to That Time of Night.
Oh, no, we haven't mentioned the answer yet.
Oh, yes, the answer to the question. We asked you a question.
Which band members from Panic at the Disco are from the original lineup since 2004? And the answer is...
It's Brandon Urie and Spencer Smith. If you answered that, you may well be hearing from us very shortly. Right, from deepest, darkest Banda Otama, it has been That Time of Night. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.